I'll provide a quick bit of context. What we mean by cyber power. In developing the index, we considered cyberspace to be the next domain following its predecessors, things like land, sea, air, and space. And if you think about naval power, you know, those nations who invested in navies, commercial shipping, those who developed laws protecting the seas, and those blessed with natural harbors, natural advantages emerged as sea powers. What we wanted to do is to begin to understand what elements will form the foundation of cyber power over the next 20 to 50 years. And so what we did is, working with the Economist Intelligence Unit, which is the research arm of the Economist magazine, we developed an index, and we focused on four specific areas. One, the legal and regulatory frameworks of these countries, and what we looked at was the G20, should say that, the G20. And that would be things like they have a national cyber policy. The second thing we looked at were economic and cultural factors in these countries. So an example would be the willingness and the ability of the society to adopt technology innovations, you know, how willing is society to adopt innovations. Third is technology implementation, and this is really the core infrastructure that allows society to access and engage in cyberspace. And the fourth is industry application, and this one's pretty unique from what we've seen. It's how industries within a country are able to take full advantage of cyberspace in the form of things like smart grid technology or electronic health. And in our index that we ran, this is the first year we've done it, the United States ranked second out of the G20 and of the 19 G20 countries we ranked.
Okay, so the natural question is, who's number one?
Number one would be the United Kingdom.
No kidding. And what was it that gave them, what element of the four that you just mentioned gave the UK that advantage?
The real advantage in looking at the numbers was around technology implementation. And so I should say that the UK is really only ranked marginally ahead of the US. It was very close. And the primary determinant was really their investments in information and communications technologies. And these are things like their overall spending on IT, the quality of that IT, and the accessibility to the populace of that IT. And in each of these areas, the UK ranked higher than the United States. There was also a few instances around industry application, that last category I mentioned, where the UK ranks slightly higher. And an example of that would be electronic health, where the UK has taken a slightly more aggressive attitude towards the implementation of electronic health records. They were just an earlier adopter, and so that's propelled them a little bit ahead, although current U.S. policy we're playing catch-up very quickly on that area.
So go a little bit further into these numbers and analyze it for me. What is sort of the big lesson for the United States?
I think the big lesson is three things: invest, invest, and invest. I think when you look across the various countries, those who have really taken an interest in investing in the technology, and it's really around the core technology, really seems to propel them higher into the list than those who maybe have not done as much investment. And, you know, when you look at current government programs like the broadband program run by the Department of Commerce, or the smart grid program, or the incentivizing of electronic health records that HHS is doing, those are things that really seem to move countries higher on the list. That's why I think you see countries like Japan and the UK and the United States and Germany higher on the list right now than some of the others, is they've made the investments in this core technology.
And we are speaking with Dave Sulek. He's principal of the advanced analytics team at Booz Allen Hamilton here in Washington. And so when a country is high on the cyber power index, how does that relate to how high they are on the cybersecurity power index?
So that's a great question. You know, when we started this, one of the debates that we had was, how much do we look at the threat and vulnerability side of cyber? And what we wanted to do as a starting point was to look at the core infrastructure. What foundation does a country have in place to deal in cyberspace, to address cyberspace issues? As we evolve the index, we are looking at measures we can put into place to look at the threat dimension and how countries are dealing with that. So, for instance, do they have cyber doctrine in place, things like that. And on the vulnerability side, is particularly challenging to measure because it becomes a difficult analytic problem trying to compare how a U.S., for instance, might protect its infrastructure and trying to look at how a China might do it. You know, they're often very different styles of protection. So trying to find the variables that would be even, you know, you have to match the variables across all the countries. That's proven pretty difficult for us to do. But we are looking at ways to add that into future iterations of the index.
And I wanted to ask you, too, if let's just assign an arbitrary value to the United States. Let's say our cyber power is 100. Relative to that, where is China?
So in our index, if you looked at the numbers that we did, they would probably be 75 or 80. However, again, we have not put in that military dimension. This is a purely foundational, looking at the foundations of cyber power, so the tech core technology, the societal adoption. If you added in the military dimension, I suspect that they would rank higher than they do currently on our index. And we suspect that when we start to add those dimensions in, they will move up that list.
You said that this was the first year that you've done this. What was your motivation? Why is this the right time to do an international assessment like this?
Well, what really triggered it for us was the debate. And, you know, what we've seen over the last, I mean, a couple of things. You know, over the last 2 years, you've seen a lot more media coverage and, you know, a lot of magazines and periodicals referred to 2011 as the year of the hack. So much more visible. But some of the questions that we started to get interested in were, you know, the shaping of government policy and how should we be thinking about the larger debates around cybersecurity? And I think a good example of this is the current SOPA, Stop Online Piracy Act that's going on today, where we're starting to have a very interesting dialogue. Both sides of the debate have legitimacy, and I think what we hoped is our index would start to inform some of these debates, and I was heartened to see it actually as part of the Republican presidential debate last night that this issue actually came up. But I think our goal was, how do we help inform some of these debates when you have various communities, a defense community that thinks about cyber in a certain way, and say an energy or health industry that think about cyber maybe in a slightly different way. Our goal was to really inform those kinds of dialogues and to do it on an international basis, not just domestically.